That was a great moment. Probably the moment I've been waiting for all my life. And yeah, I'm just very happy with the innings I played. Unbelievable feeling. I can't explain to you how good of a feeling it is. It's like a dream come true, as I said.
So how much does it mean to you? Is it sort of life-changing?
Yeah, obviously it changes a lot. A lot of stuff in my career forward. I mean, it gives me a couple of games to play with. I'm still a youngster, so there was a lot of pressure on me, but the pressure is a little bit off me now. I know I'll play a couple of the next upcoming series or whatever. So it just takes a little bit of the pressure away, and that's about it. So it doesn't change too much, but it's a great feeling.
Well, they were cheering over here as well, of course, especially in Carrickfergus. Happy days for you there last summer.
Yeah, yes, it was a very good 2 or 3 months I spent there. Brilliant people and just a great little town, and I enjoyed every second there.
Anyone you want to say hello to?
Oh, all the guys at the Carrickfergus Cricket Club, and a special hello to my roommate, Barry Cooper, and his girlfriend, Janice.
You'll hardly be back, I guess, unless it's on holiday.
Yeah, most definitely. I got very close with Barry Cooper, my roommate. We're pretty good friends now, and I'm sure I'll come back there for a visit.
And, of course, you've a few strings to your bow, AB, haven't you? You're good at other sports.
I do all sorts of sports. I don't have time for them too. I don't have too much time for them anymore. But I do play golf when I get a little time off. I enjoy my golf very much, and I played all sorts of sport at school: tennis, rugby, everything you can think of, hockey. But yeah, the cricket came out above out of all.
And of course, in this Test series, you were wicketkeeper a couple of times and an outfield player the others. And you've been an opener, and you've been further down the order. So what do you prefer?
I've been all around the show, but I prefer opening the batting. If I want me to keep, I would like to bat 5 and not at 7, because I don't think I'm a 7 batsman. I hate batting 7, to be honest with you. So if I'm not keeping, I'd like to open the batting. I understand that I can't open the batting when I'm keeping, so I would like to bat 5 then when I'm keeping. And obviously the one day is I'd like to open the batting and keep. So, yeah, that's about it, sir.
It was almost, of course, a double century for you in the last Test. You got out first innings in the 90s. Did you get a bit nervous?
Yeah, obviously a little bit nervous there. I think I handled it much better in the second innings. And, yeah, you learn out of mistakes. So I'm actually glad I got out in the 90s, because it sort of inspired me to go on for the second one to get my 100 there.
And your impressions of the England team, AB? Who was the toughest bowler to deal with?
Definitely Andrew Flintoff. He hits very good areas, and he hits the bat very hard. And, yeah, he's just a great bowler. I rate him very highly.
And it's on to the one-day games now. How will those go, do you think?
We've always got a good one-day side. Our one-day, we're also always a good fielding side, and the guys like playing their strokes, so I'm sure we'll do very, very well. The mood in the side is very good. We're very positive and looking forward to this one-day series, so I'm sure it'll go very well with us.
And, of course, lots more international matches ahead this year.
Yeah, we're playing 2 test matches against them now after the one-day series, and then we're touring to West Indies. And then at the end of the year, we're playing Australia in Australia, so there's a lot of test matches to come, and, yeah, we're just looking forward to that.
And what would you hope to achieve yourself now in the rest of 2005? Setting any targets?
Whenever I bat, I'd like to average 50 with a bat. That's my goal with a bat. And obviously to just be a regular player in the side, to make a name in the side and stay there as long as possible.
Right, and maybe one of these days, you never know, the next World Cup you might be playing against Ireland.
That'd be very nice. thank you very much, Adam. Appreciate it.
And the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I'd call in Ireland there.